Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to The Art of Intuition. I'm Susan Jane, the intuitist, and I am just going to shrink that and get my screen back to normal. Today I'm going to talk about stress. Now, the reason why I'm going to talk about stress is because, oh my goodness, haven't I had a week or two? So, yeah, it's been very, very stressful. Because, as you know, this is my hobby, my passion, doing the podcast, doing the Art of Intuition. That's all my hobby and what I love to do. So, consequently, I don't get any money for this. I just do it because I love it. The online courses, yes, I do charge for them, but this is all just about me giving you information. So there's no money in return. So consequently, I do work a part-time job. Now, this part-time job, we have all up on the staff members. We've got five staff members, and I run the production team. I am the I'm the senior account manager, and I'm also now the production manager. So I run the staff. Now, we're losing one of our staff members. She's actually going in and she's going to be working full-time on her crypto. She works crypto. I love crypto too. So she's working on cryptocurrency and so we're losing her. Now, she had nine clients that she was managing and they've all had to be dispersed amongst the other three remaining, which me and two other people. Out of all that, I ended up with five extra clients. So I have been a little bit stressed. It has been a little bit crazy. Yesterday, I was in tears most of the day. Yes, I can vouch to that. On Tuesday, yesterday was Tuesday, today's Wednesday. I know this comes out on Thursday, but on Tuesdays I usually do my recording just so I have plenty of time. And if I do fluff it up, you know, I can have a chance to actually do another one. But Tuesday was a blubbering mess. Wasn't coping, wasn't handling it. This person's not only leaving a marked hole in the business, but leaving a marked hole in my heart too. She was a bit of a sounding board for me. So I feel like I've not just lost a colleague and a staff member, but I feel like I've lost a friend. Even though I haven't, I know she's there. But it's very different when you can relate to somebody about work matters and you can say things and talk about things without actually saying things and talking about things, if that makes sense. So I really feel the loss of this lady. And I know we're going to be connecting because we do crypto together. So I know we're still connecting, but I could see the business not coping as well. And possibly because I am more of a visionary thinker, I can see forward better, and I use my intuition to sort of guide me. I could see that there wasn't anything put in place, and so I've been in a little bit of a panic. Because of where the position I'm in, I tend to get dumped with everything, and I'm one of those people that have trouble saying no. And if you're like that, yeah, I'm hearing you. It's really hard to say no, and it's very strange when you have other colleagues around you that quite readily say no, I'm not doing that, and you sort of go what? I've been feeling it. It's a little bit stressful. I know the alignments at the moment are a little bit haywire. I also know 2021 is all about letting go of the past and moving forward. So you know that all these sort of elements come into line. But what I wanted to talk to you about stress is because how quickly it can affect us and how we deal with it and how we relate to it. Now, of course, we all have our different styles of stress or levels of stress or triggers that create the stress. And we all have our own ways of coping with it and dealing with it. Often wine is a good way for me. But I don't recommend that. That's not quite what we should be doing. But yeah, there's times there when, mate, I need a good glass of wine. But I refrained from it yesterday, and so I have been good. I don't like to use it as a crutch. I like to have a glass of wine and enjoy it, not using it as a crutch. So, yeah, so we all cope with things and we all deal with things in a different way. So this episode isn't about how you're dealing with it or whether you're dealing with it the right way or wrong way. It's probably more about how I'm dealing with it. And would you deal with it in another way? Would you deal with it differently? Or will this help you get an understanding of how you can better deal with your stress levels? Now, I'm pretty good with my stress. I walk every morning. I actually do a 40-minute walk every morning. And majority of times, stress doesn't really get to me too much. I have to be honest. I'm pretty good with it. But this time it did get to me. This time it's got to me. It's still there. I still feel it. I still feel a little bit anxious, a little bit, what's going to happen? But a few things have happened, and this is what I want to talk to you about today. So I've gone through 3 or 4 days of sort of pretty stressy sort of a period. I'd been chatting with the lady that's leaving and trying to get things up to date, and we've been moving things around. And each time I connect with her, it sort of sends me off a little bit more, and I start to get that little feeling of being overwhelmed and feeling that anxiousness and, feeling quite stressed. So I'm still getting up and doing my routine. I still get up in the morning. I still do that. Walk for my 40 minutes. It does make me feel better. I come home, have my shower, and then start the day, get ready for the day. So I'm staying in some of those routines. Now, when we're getting stressed, keeping those routines can be really, really beneficial. We may go in a, like an automatic mode for it, like you just go in automation and you just do those things, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. That can be very beneficial to us. So I kept going with my routines. Now, all the time, I don't know about you, but you tend to sort of think about how things are progressing or what's happening, and it obviously sends a wave of emotions up too. So I was starting to get these waves of emotion, getting all teary, getting all emotional. And when you do that, I tend to drag all the rest of the crap from the rest of my life in with it. So it's not just, oh, you know, this lady's leaving and I'm going to be pretty stressed. It's like, this has happened, and 3 years ago, 2 minutes and 65 seconds, this happened to me, and 1 month ago, this happened, and now I'm going to drag all that in with me. And that's what I do. I just tend to get, I drag all that negative in together. I never do it with positive. When the positive's happening, I'm just living the moment and enjoying it. But when the negatives come through, I just drag everything in with it. Anything else that's happening, like what other crap can we put in with this mess? So when these waves of emotion come on, I start to get myself down. I start to go through all the stuff that's happened and drag myself down a little bit further and further each time. Not good. No, not smart at all. So here's me going through this and sort of thinking that I'm coping, got my head all in with this situation that's going on. And when we're stressed and we're worried about different things, obviously we're running that through our head constantly, running all the negatives through our head. And it was really funny. I got to one morning, wasn't yesterday? No, it was this morning, actually. I got to this morning. And I thought to myself, you've got to practice what you preach. Like, you're telling people to ask, receive, and action. What are you doing? And there's a bit of a slap across in the face, you know. So I thought to myself, I'm not doing that. I've not asked. I've not asked for help. I've not asked for guidance. I've not asked externally. And I certainly haven't asked internally. Whoa, where am I going wrong here? What's going on here? So this morning I got up, gone to the loo, got ready to go for my walk, and I went, you know what, I need to be talking about this. I need to be asking. So I didn't say it out verbally. I just sort of said it to myself, gosh, practice what you preach. Give me some guidance here. Give me some understanding of how I can cope with this stress. What am I supposed to be doing? Where am I supposed to be going? The reason why I've got this stress here is because there needs to be changes, and I don't know what the changes are. I don't know where to go, don't know what to do. all I'm doing is wrapping myself up in the crap and not looking at anything else because I can't see it. I'm not looking. I'm not being aware. So I became aware and went, okay, I'm asking. I am asking for some guidance, some help, some understanding. So I went and did my walk, and I had a little bit of a aha moment. You know, I sort of went, okay, this is what I've been neglecting to do for so long. I really needed to do this. Nothing sort of happened much on the walk, but I must admit, I got a message just before I left. I got a message on the phone, and it was from one of my clients, and she wanted to meet up in a social manner, not as a work thing. So she's one of my life coaching clients, and the first thought was, well, how do I distinguish between a working environment, a working relationship with her, and a social relationship with her? And of course, you know me, I just sort of went, doesn't matter. If this lady, if we become friends, we become friends. And that's all there is to it. If she wants me to do any work for her, then she becomes a client. We can distinguish between the two. And when I was going through that and thinking, so I've got the message, I received it, I asked, I received the message, and then I acted on it. And the way I acted on it was, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be her friend. That's it. That's what I said I'd be, and that's what I will be. If she wants me to do some work, well, then we just put a finance part to it. But it doesn't hurt to be a friend. It doesn't hurt to be a friend and a client. So we can do this. And as I'm doing this, I had another vision come through. This was a vision of my sister. Now, my sister passed 11 years ago. 11 years ago from brain tumor. And I always, before she passed, you know, we used to talk to each other, and I'd say, now when you pass, make sure, because she knew she was dying. She had 2 years. She knew she was going. I said, well, you know, when this happens, and because she needed something to look forward to, and I know it's a horrible way to look at it, but she had succumbed to the manner that, yes, she was going. There was nothing we could do about it. So she said, you know, we're going to talk. And I said, well, you make sure you come and visit me and talk to me. Anyway, so what had happened was I'd got this vision of my sister. Now, I knew it wasn't her coming to talk to me. Now, when we get visions and we get these feelings and these understandings of other people and people that may have passed and different elements like that, you'll be able to tell the difference between whether it's actually spirit there or whether it's just your thought. Now, I knew this was just my thought. It could still be my intuitive thought, but it was my thought. It wasn't her in spirit being there because it wasn't that type of guidance. It was more of a vision, and it was a vision of my sister. And all of a sudden, the thought that came with it, or the feeling that came with the thought was, it was basically just chill out. Life isn't supposed to be this hard. And I guess the thought was, I saw my sister, she has passed. She hasn't got these problems. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? And I sort of go, well, I've got these problems. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? The fact is, I'm still alive. I'm still here to be able to share that. She isn't. And so she's not here in physical form. So, you know, let's loosen up a little bit. Let's just chill out. Don't take life so seriously, was where she was sort of going with it. She said, you know, she didn't say anything, sorry. It was my vision, but my thought and my feelings was that's what it all meant. Now, with this thought or with this vision, this feeling that I got, it was more of an image. Like I said, it wasn't her in spirit. I know it wasn't her in spirit. It was more of an image. And the whole image was, you know, just relax, take it easy. Don't take life so seriously. We were only here for a short period of time, or for this period of time, whatever period of time it is. Hers finished 11 years ago. Her period of time finished. Let's enjoy it. Let's stop stressing and enjoy it. And I thought, oh, okay. So the first message was from one of my clients. The next message was from my sister. And anyway, so I've gone and done my walk and went, okay. And when I do my walk, I start to sort of get an understanding of what it is. I go a little bit deeper, get a bit of an understanding. I get the pace happening, so I've got that active meditation moving and got that rhythm happening. And so I was sort of got that clear understanding that, okay, stop putting in so many rules. If somebody's your client, they can still be your friend. Don't put in all the rules. We don't need them. Relax a little bit. You know, stop taking life so seriously. You don't need to do that. You know, let's face it, nobody died. Well, nobody was on their deathbed and said, oh, gee whiz, I should have done that at work or I should have done this at work. No, we don't do that. Stop taking life so seriously. I'm stressed about work. I'm not losing my job. I'm concerned that I'm going to get overloaded with work. I can control that. No one else can. I can control that. So chill out, you know, just chillax, as they say. So that was the other side of it. So I started the day today like normal, and my intentions for today, because I have my little crypto 1 hour session for crypto on Zoom. So I got onto that first, did a little bit of work first, got onto my crypto, and then we had the work meeting. Now the work meeting, it was work, not all that pleasurable, I can assure you. And no aha moments or anything else. I did put forward quite a big spreadsheet on our timeframes and what we're looking at. So in all honesty, I put that forward as the production manager because if we want to produce these results, this is what it's going to cost us in times and in staff resources. So putting all that forward was a way of me getting a good understanding too of the timeframes. It also put down basic data. Now, I got this message while I was walking. Get some data down on the actual hours that you're spending working with the clients. So I came home and that's when I did my spreadsheet, then I did my crypto, and then I did the meeting. So I put forward this big data sheet on how many hours I work, or the staff work, how many hours we've got, how many clients we've got, how long it takes to create those clients, you know, all that data. I put down all that base data that they weren't aware of. Now they know that I've now got 20 clients. I've gone from 13 to 20 clients. Now they know I've got 20 clients, but what does that mean to them? And until they see it in this data, it meant nothing to them. So this message that I got was like, okay, show them the data. Show them what you've done. Prove it. And I went, okay. And that's what I did. So I did up this sheet. Now, as I'm saying all of this, the other aspect is you're in your own space. You're in your own stress levels. Now, you might have kids with you. You may have financial issues. There may be lots of issues there that you're going with. And I'm not saying that these things that I've done will help you. But what I'm saying is if we ask your intuition, you may get some understanding behind some different things. And as we do that, it eases things off. All right, so now I've gone, the lady can be, watch the rules. Who says rules need to be rules? Apart from the law. clients can be friends. Rule one, that rule sort of, you know, just blended. The second section was relax, stop taking life so seriously. We can enjoy it, we're allowed to. And then the third one I got was prove it, put the data down. It's no good sitting there whinging and bitching. Put the data down, let them see, let somebody else see. And when they see, then maybe they're actually going to be able to help you. If somebody doesn't know that you're having a problem, how can they help you? So these were the little messages that I was getting. So I put that forward and we went through the meeting and all the rest and we just kept on going through the meeting, and it wasn't until the very end, and one of my friends had phoned. Now, this lady I work with a lot. Oh, she's been on here, actually. I work with her a lot. Love her to bits. And she's contacted me, and she's in a bit of a mess because she wants some part-time work. And, well, you know, guess what? Guess who's looking for somebody to do some part-time work, because she's stressed to the max. And I started chatting with her and I said, look, you've got an understanding of marketing, you've got an understanding of Google Ads. Are you by any chance looking for some part-time work? And everything just fell into place from there. So she's actually sent a resume over to the boss and they're going to go through it and sort it from there. So this, all of a sudden, I've now got somebody beside me who I feel I can trust, who I know how she works. I wouldn't have offered her the job otherwise. I know how she works. I know how she, I know her quals. I know how good she is, or, you know, I know areas where she may need a bit more work, a bit more help. I know her. I know her. I know who she is. And all of a sudden, all that stress that I've been feeling over the last week, within a matter of hours of asking, I asked this morning, this is this afternoon, all of a sudden, the stress levels are going. There'll still be more, don't get me wrong, because I'm going to have to train this lady. No one else seems to know how to do that. And there's going to be a lot of other elements there. So, yes, there's still going to be a stress level, but now I've seen a light at the end of the tunnel, and that's what makes the difference. And I actually practiced what I preached. But anyway, that's another story. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. I can actually see where we can go and how we can get through it. I can handle this pressure, this stress, when I know that there's a light at the end, when I know that there's some sort of a relief or some sort of response at the end. So that was my other little aha moment, is making sure I've got a goal to go work to, making sure there is a light that I can see, that I've got something to work to. Because if I don't have that, then I get a little bit lost. I do get overwhelmed. Unless you know there's something, there's a clearing on the other side of the forest, why would you keep walking? You would just stay there. If the forest went forever and ever and ever and ever, you just would stay there. There's no point in going. But when you know that somewhere out there, there's another light, there's a clearing, there's a something, you walk, you keep going, you keep trying, you keep on making that effort and going forward, even if forwards to the side or to the back or to the this way or to that way, you still keep going forward. You still keep going, full stop. So I've now gone from this really stressful, in tears all day yesterday, just about blubbering mess, to hang on, we can do this. We can do this. Yes, I'm going to have a bit more extra hours for the next couple of weeks, but then it can come back together again and I can get more of my courses done and more of my things done that give me the passion and the drive to keep going. So that's what today's talk was all about. It's all about stress and how you're going to deal with it. So what I'd love for you to do, if you're feeling the stress and you're getting that overwhelm and anxiety and things like that, often you find that you're bringing in too many elements at once, okay? When I got the overwhelm and the stress levels was because work had changed and all of a sudden my wheels were wobbling. I have just gone through rebranding with Intuitive Nature to the Art of Intuition. That's all not just all half and half. So all the links on the website aren't working properly, and you know there's bits and pieces everywhere, and it's like I hate that because I'm a real I like it nice and clean and tidy. All the courses that I had done, I'm redoing them. I'm re-videoing them. I've had to rebrand all the PDFs I had. All of that, and then reword it and put it all back into the website. So what had happened was it wasn't just work wobbling, home was wobbling. I should say my business was wobbling, and home was actually wobbling too because we'd been painting and they've done a wonderful job on the paint. All the entrance and all the lounge room, it looks and this little study looks absolutely stunning. It's just the wrong colour. And stop laughing, all right? It's not funny. We didn't realize there was that many whites, all right? So yes, we've got to get that redone. So there's been a few wobbles, if you know what I mean. And then of course, when the planets start to align and the moon starts to go a bit haywire, we all go a little bit crazy. So usually what happens is there's so much we can handle. We handle things really, really well. When we start getting a few things together, the kids are playing up, husband's playing up, you know, we can't get to work, we haven't got the money, got this, got that. When you're starting to get all these things together, that's when the stress and the overwhelm starts to really come in. If you can, divide them up, all right? When you're going to ask and receive an action, when you're asking your intuition, asking for your guides, what you need to do is ask them about a particular area. So what I did was I asked them about work. How can I deal? What do I need to do? For goodness sake, tell me. Was probably where I was going. I wanted some answers. I needed some answers. But when you do get bits and pieces and you get strange information, take it on board. Because as soon as you ask, you're going to be more aware of it. If you don't ask, you're not aware of it. This information could have been coming to me before and I didn't see it because I hadn't asked. As soon as I ask, I'm switched on to be more aware of what's going on. As soon as I ask, I'm there going, oh, is that a sign? Does that mean something? What does that mean? And that is what we need to be aware of. Ask. We've got to ask. And when we ask, we become open. We ask, we become open to receive some information. And look how I received it. Text message. Now, you could get a text message and it might not mean anything. It could just be the lady down the road saying, oh, your dog's out, can you get him in? Now, there's going to be something about that. You have to find out what it is. There's something about it. So when we receive these messages, the biggest part to it, and probably the hardest part to it, is understanding how you're going to action them. Because I received this message from my client who wanted to meet up socially. And my first thoughts were, oh, okay, well, there goes that money because now we're going to be friends and I'll just tell her everything because that's who I am. And there goes that client. And that was my initial response. And I'm being honest. And it's hard to be like that because I'm not really that sort of a person. So I went, you know what? I just got to sit with this. I've got to see what this means and understand it a bit more. And I did go and talk to my partner about it. And I have to be honest, before I actually went and spoke to him, I had already decided I'm going to be a friend anyway. You know, that was my decision. But I went to speak to him anyway and I sort of said, look, this is what's happened. What do you think? I'm really worried about the blurred lines between friend and client. You know, like what's the blurred line? And he said, well, only you can tell what the blurred lines are. Only you can tell what it is and what it isn't. And he said, well, you know, there's times there where you're going to, as a friend, give her advice because that's who you are. But if she asks you to do a job or anything like that, then make it a charge. And I've gone, oh, yeah, that's sort of where I was going, but I wasn't really sure. I just hadn't articulated it yet. And he did that for me. So I'd asked, I'd received, and then that's how I've actioned it. So after that, I sent her a message, said, love to come for a walk, you'd love to do that. That sounds great. Let's do it. And we've gone from there, and it'll happen from there. So when you're asking, you become open, you'll start to get messages. Now, they can be crazy messages. Like I said, I got the vision of my sister. Now, we can go lots of different ways with the vision of my sister. There's many aspects to it. You know, there's many ways we can look at it. I chose to look at it as like, stop taking life so seriously. You know, chill out. It's not meant to be that hard. Chill out. And that's probably one of my issues too, because I do tend to take things very seriously. No, not very seriously. I do tend to take things on board, you know, even to do the podcast, I like to do it properly. So I'm serious in doing it properly, but then if I make a mistake or a burp or whatever while I'm on here, I don't care. Although I'm serious, I'm also real and authentic too. So that's, you know, what you get is what you see is what you get, or what you hear is what you get. So be really mindful about what you're receiving, that information that you're getting, take note of it. And you may not get that understanding straight up, but as you get three or four messages, they might create a theme. Okay, so be mindful of that. Now, again, it's really hard when you're in a situation where you know, life's pretty shit. You know, there's times there when life's pretty shit and it's not easy, but just start by asking. It doesn't hurt to ask. It doesn't hurt to say, well, you know, what the hell? This is not good. I need some help. You know, it doesn't hurt to ask. And I don't mean to anyone necessarily. I mean to yourself. And sometimes that's good to say verbally out loud. And sometimes you can just do it in your head. And I have to be honest, when I ask, I can be a little bit short. It's like, because I usually forget to ask. Oops, that's why I'm reminding you. I usually forget to ask. And after a day or two of wallowing in self-pity and crying and grizzling and, you know, all the rest of it, it's sort of, yeah, like I said, it was a little bit of a slap in the face saying, you know, practice what you preach. You're telling everyone else to ask. Why don't you bloody ask? Oh, okay, sorry. Yep, right. And I did. Okay, so that's sort of how you deal with some stress. Now, I'm not saying it's ideal. I'm not saying, you know, if you're going through so much hardship at the moment, so much stress at the moment, it sounds too simplistic. I know that. I get that. There's times there when it just doesn't seem real. Well, it's just, yeah, it's too simplistic. But it's not costing you anything. It's not costing you a single thing for you to say, I don't understand what's going on. Can someone please, something be shown, give me some guidance, give me some advice, do something, help me here. I need some help. It does not cost you anything to say, I need some help. Show me what I'm supposed to be doing. What is my learning out of this? What am I doing here? Why is this happening? What's the problem? Start asking. Start asking. And you might not get an answer straight away. You might not get one for a day or two, but there'll be something that happens, and you may be getting them and not seeing them, but something will happen. Something will click, and that's when it will be, oh, shit, that's that aha moment. I might not know what it means, but I know that there's a reason I got that. There's a reason that's come to me. There's a reason I heard that. That's that aha moment. Hold on to that. Hold on to that. That's really, really important. Now, if you're getting stuck with any of this, connect with me on the Facebook group, Intuitive Personal Development. I have got another one called Emotional Mastery. That is more of a closed group. But Intuitive Personal Development, you'll get to me there. Send me an email, info@intuitivenature.com.au. Jump on the website. That is also intuitivenature.com.au. Because I haven't changed it yet, but it will come up as The Art of Intuition. Yep, see, told you, stressing here. but, yeah, look, subscribe to the channel. Do something. Do something. You're meant to be hearing this. You're meant to be. There's a reason why you have heard this about stress for some reason. And I don't know what it means or what it is, and I'm pressing all the wrong buttons, sorry. But you have heard it for a reason. If you've heard it for a reason, then ask for some more guidance. Ask for some more help and you'll get an understanding of it. You really will get it. It's so simplistic and so inspiring when you start getting those messages and they come from all over the place. It's somebody will say something, you'll see something on TV, you'll read something, a Facebook thing will pop up, or you get it from so many different places. It's exciting. But at the same time, while you're going through this crap, it isn't. It's challenging. So still ask. And if you're having trouble with finances, ask about finances one day, one night. Go to bed with it. Yeah. Ask about finances. I want to get some understanding about my finances. Guide me, help me, tell me what I need to do. Show me the way. Go to sleep. And then see what happens. couple of days' time. Okay, need to know, I'm getting an understanding of my relationship. Even if you haven't had the answers to your finances, ask again about whatever else is having trouble. Ask again about the next thing that you're having. Keep on asking. You may actually find all of them come together at once. And if you're unsure about how to act on it, ask someone who you feel comfortable with. Like I did when I got the message from my client, and I went and asked my partner and I said, look, this is how I'm feeling. This is, you know, this is what I'm experiencing, and I'm not sure how to take it. I'm not too sure how to deal with it. And he just sort of, I really already knew, but he just reiterated for me, and I went, uh-huh, that's cool. I feel comfortable with that. I just needed that little bit more support, or I needed somebody else to say it. And that's what you've got friends for. That's what, jump on the Facebook group. That's what we can do to help you there. Now, I have to be honest, I'm a bit slack when it comes to the Facebook, but, you know, tag me, tag Susan Jane, and I will see it then, all right? Please do that. That would be good. But, yeah, I want to wish you all the very, very best. When you're having stress, remember to ask. You'll then be open to receiving. And when you do start to receive and you get those understandings or those little messages, just acknowledge them to start with. Even if you don't act on it, just acknowledge them. That's part of acting. Just sort of go, I wonder why I heard that. Wonder why she said it that way. Just acknowledge that you're taking on board this information and you'll get more of it. So that's me for today. Look at us, 36 minutes. Gosh, aren't I good? I haven't taken up all that time. I'm very excited because I've been going for so long usually. So I want to wish you all the very best. Stay tuned. I'm just lining up a few guests so you don't have to listen just to me all the time. Getting a few more guests coming on board. Like I said, work's a bit stressy, but we'll get them on board and we'll get that out to you. So I want to wish you all the best. Have a great week. Let me know how you go. If you get any aha moments, I'd love to hear them. All right, I'm Susan Jane, and I'm going to say bye for now. Bye-bye.